This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Okie dokie. It's another day in the neighborhood.
Okie dokie pokey.
Okie dokie.
Right? Oh my God. It's like, I can't believe it. I'm like seeing you here in San Diego. Because last time I saw you was in Chicago.
Awesome Chicago.
It was.
Who is you?
Who is Mary Goulet? Who is you?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, welcome to Reinvention Radio here. This is The Rant with myself, Steve Ulscher. Mary Goulet. Yay. Rich Ote. Yay. And White Wade. We got to find something to rhyme with White Wade. What, pull up. Like, get a chair, man. You own this place. Like, you should definitely be entitled to a chair.
Well, I just rushed in here because I heard okie dokie, and I thought that was my calling.
Wait, there was like a food that was like an okie dokie? Was that the popcorn? No, there was something. There was something that was an okie dokie. I forget what exactly it was.
Well, being that I'm from Oklahoma, I presumed
Okies.
I was an okie dokie.
You're an okie something or another. All right, so speaking of food, by the way, good times in Chicago. So
it was awesome.
Thanks for hanging out there. That
we
was good.
So
good,
many
good.
Fun things.
We did, and we got critiqued. So we were at Podcast Movement, which if you listen to the podcast, then maybe you're familiar with that conference. If you're listening to us live, check out the podcast because that's where you'll see all sorts of interesting things and past shows you may have missed as well. But Podcast Movement, we got a chance to get rated, critiqued, and we got made over.
Yes, we did.
We're more beautified.
I need a made-over. I need a serious makeover. That's what I'm going to do. You ever see like one of those? That show on ABC? There was a makeover show on ABC where they took like this big, huge person, and then like they lost like 50 pounds, and they gave them like new hair and all that fun stuff.
That's new hair.
That's what I need. I need to be made over like the show. I don't know. But the feedback I thought was pretty good.
We already didn't do it.
We did nothing that they told us to do. And it's already been the first show since we've been back. What was your take on the feedback, Mary Goulet?
I thought it was good. I've been in the radio world for 14 years.
Yeah,
so
you need training. You need assistance. It's like, you're a different person than
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was good, but it's coming. Some of those people have radio backgrounds, but they're speaking specifically to the podcast industry, and that industry they've put in place. Well, you need to do this. You know, identify your show every single time at the top. Say who you are. Like one person, like we were saying earlier, a new person could be coming in and have no idea instead of longtime listeners get a feel for the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was good.
And it's an interesting cool medium. So what did you think of the feedback, Rich?
Well, I thought the feedback was great for what it was. It were for...
Now, you got a hard-on for Likas or whatever his name is, right?
That's I actually don't like most of what he says. But part of what I was trying to get across to him is stake your claim because I don't even agree with half of what he says and I can't turn it off sometimes.
But
that just shows how good he is.
That's like the Howard Stern thing. I mean, it's like what they talked about, right? I mean, but so Tom Likas was... So basically there was this panel. What was it? Tom Likas, who I guess is sort of a shock jock or whatever. Interestingly, I never heard of the guy. I mean,
I never heard of him.
And I don't even know where he's broadcast.
He's heard of himself, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, and actually, if you can't picture what Likas looks like, just sort of picture like Jabba the Hutt. Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Just like, and like, did you see, like, I mean, look, if he's got as much of a following, as much of a fan base, and as much success as that boy got to take better care of himself. That's all I got to say. But I mean, I guess if you sit in a chair and you do radio for 17 hours a day for 36 years, that's maybe what you look like. But look at Wade. Wade doesn't look like that. And he's been doing radio for 80 years.
That's because he's running back from studio to studio.
That's
and
it.
Juggling stuff.
And who else was this? So it was
Rob Greenlee,
who's the founder or whatever of Spreaker. There was Doug. What the hell was his name? Doug Berman, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Produced Car Talk.
Geller.
Car Talk, but also Wait, Don't Tell Me. So two really, really big shows.
Valerie Geller.
On NPR and Valerie Geller, who really likes Valerie Geller. You know, like, that's my conclusion about Valerie Geller. She really likes Valerie Geller.
It was funny. She was good. It was a lesson for me. Every single photo that she had taken,
her
book was right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about promotion, and there's something about just, like, being obnoxious. That sort of borderlines unobnoxiousness, but I don't know. Evidently, she's popular enough that she's able to keep
I think
going.
She'd be proud of you saying this right now. Because yeah. she's getting more...
She's getting more attention.
She's getting
yeah.
more attention.
Somebody's
and
Googling her right now.
Valerie Keller.
She's
yeah.
great at
I don't
training
know.
People.
Here's what I know. That the barrier to entry to do podcasting is so fucking low that, like, anybody can do it, right? And so that's, like, a good thing, but it's also, like, a really, really bad thing. Because reality is that a lot of the shows that are out there, first of all, sound really fucking bad. I mean, like the
this
audio
is nothing
quality.
New, though. This happened with VHS in the beginning. Remember when every little
yeah, the first porn places? You shot, the first porn you shot on the Betamax, Rich. I gotta say, it was not your best.
Well, the sound was horrible.
Well, if I can just interject,
you can't get any bass out of that.
Can you enter what? Hey, you and Rich go get your own
interject,
thing going.
Yeah, big words. I've been in media. I've been in technology for like 25 years.
And media keeps telling you, get out of me. Get out of me.
Exactly. You're bothering me. We saw it when Quark Express came out. Anybody could make a newsletter and they could access 400 fonts and 37 colors.
Quark.
So they used
wow.
all of them on every newsletter. I was in the video business. The Sony VX1000 came out and quality... For the wedding videographer that was at broadcast quality, I've seen over and over again technology drop the barrier of entry.
Yeah.
But what always happens is cream rises to the top. You get a whole bunch of crap.
So we're hosed.
Butter.
We're done. Butter, baby. So, yeah,
those
of course.
That do it right, those that do it professionally, those that use real RE20 microphones like we do here at
WSRU. Wait, this is an RE20? I've been wondering about that. It
exactly.
looks really pretty. Sounds really good,
$700
too.
A pop.
This microphone is $700? Yes. Wow, that's more than wow. I've invested in the show so far. That's pretty impressive.
But it makes you sound professional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cream will rise to the top. There's always going to be barrier to entry drops. Lots of people adopt. That's great. It lets fresh talent give it a try.
Yeah.
But 90% of it's going to suck.
So let me ask
that's
you guys
why they
this.
Go to the conferences. So
well, yeah. And speaking of which, so there was, I mean, this is a pretty big to-do. So 1,500 people were there. Pretty big to do. Interestingly enough, what I found out to be the case is that the large majority of the people that were there did not have actually a show. So these were people who were thinking, I thought it was going to be just like all, you know, podcasters and professionals and that sort of thing. I didn't realize that as many newbies as there are were there. So lots and lots of new. Do you think, let me just kind of round robin this and we'll talk to Hal. So we got Hal Elrod coming on in the next episode here, which is going to be awesome, talking about the Miracle Morning. But and Hal's been doing a show for a number of years already, and his show actually does really, really good. But what do you guys think? Do you think that this podcasting movement or whatever, is it a fad? Are people just kind of jumping on the bandwagon, or is it here to stay?
Okay, so that's a good question.
Tip of the iceberg.
Right? So 2003.
You cut in line. How can you cut in front of Mary, dude? That's just
that's
rude.
Grabbing that mic.
I'll just
grabbing
pat you down,
that
dude.
Grab that mic.
Grab the mic. So 2003 is when podcasting started. 2002 is when internet radio started, at least this station.
Actually, 2001.
2001.
We started right
you're right.
before 9/11.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right. The last third quarter.
Wait, I think there's okay, people so, who would argue it's long before 2003. We'd have to actually look that up. But okay, but
I did look it up.
And 2003 is when
2003
the
is what I read.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there you go. See, Mary Goulet knows
there you
all.
Go. So the thing about podcasting, it can be its own category of audio outside mm-hmm. of radio. And I don't know why they kind of want to fight one another. Because even if you say have a radio show, they're like, well, we're reinventing radio in a different way and we're making it podcasts. I'm like,
mm-hmm. Well, it's fundamentally people need to define terms. What we think of radio on the internet, I would phrase as a stream, right? Whenever you click that on, you're getting whatever's in progress, completely separate from our archives, which people call podcasts, right?
Exactly.
Podcasts, any media designed for internet consumption is a podcast. Can be video, can be audio. So the problem is nobody knows what these terms mean, and they're using them in all sorts
of ways.
But
it's tip
of
the iceberg still.
Oh,
I'm still saying it's tip of the iceberg.
Because yeah. Everybody has access to the technology
home,
to do it.
I think I said this yesterday when we were on the conference call, but when we got home, All-Star Game was coming up, watching TV. Three car commercials came on that showed the dash almost more than the rest of the car.
So it's Wi-Fi in the car, right? So once Wi-Fi hits the car.
And the average car is 12 years old on the road, and it's going to get there. It's going to be like the shopping cart was, got more stuff out of the grocery store. Now, this is just, like, it's just going to open the doors galore.
Well,
like,
I'm jumping in because this is my world, right? You have to be comprehensive with your media. Our tool now is a smartphone or a computer. It can have video, audio, print. Do all of them. but recognize hammer, wrench, screwdriver. They're each doing a different job. What's cool about audio, why I'm focused on audio here, is between the three medium, print, audio, video, audio has the excitement of the electronic kind of stuff that print doesn't have, but video is exponentially more expensive. So it's the affordable excitement version of the media that lets me tell a story and engage people mm-hmm. while I'm also doing video, while I'm also doing print for those things that they do best.
Yes. Yeah, but then Facebook is saying that their live Facebook Live in the next 3 to 5 years is only going to be video. Facebook, not just live, but
so to get rid of the written word and just all video. And by the way, Rich,
these sounds going away.
And speaking of sound, I mean these $700 mics. Doesn't matter how far away from that mic you get, man. When you're chewing the chips,
can we hear it?
These mics are so good, Wade. I mean, like literally, no matter where you go. Thanks to our sponsor, by the way, Frito Lay. We do appreciate you sending the sour cream and onion potato chips week in and week out.
Well, no, I was going to say a lot of the people that were at the podcast movement. Understanding the message of being authentic and then crafting your voice to deliver the message. You can't be talking like this and really keep someone's interest for a long time.
Yeah.
You can't not be who
listening
you are.
Can't be painful.
Depends on what you're wearing, though.
Listening painful.
Yeah. By the way, I learned a new term. I don't know if you heard this or not, but they were talking about being a puker. Now, were they insinuating that I'm a puker? That's all I really want to know. Right. And so it's like, is that like, I learned a new term.
I thought that was quite rude.
I thought, well, you know, and so reality is this is like, this is just me. I mean, it's like you come hang out. This is just, I don't know, but I'm a puker. So welcome to my world as a puker and welcome to the rant here. On Reimagine Radio, oh my God, Rich, Mary, Wade, thanks guys. We will talk to you in the next episode. And Kelly, yay!
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.